Hi, everybody, and welcome to Scaling Intelligence. I'm Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360 Research, and I am thrilled to be your guest host for the podcast today, and even more thrilled that I get to do this because I am here with Keith Gray, who's the Vice President of Computational Science and Engineering at Total Energies. Keith, thanks for joining me on the podcast today.
Thanks, Addison. It's fun to catch up.
And the reason we're sitting down is there's been a lot going on in the energy segment. Now, just starting from the top, if we look at all of the commercial adoption of high-performance computing and AI, the oil and gas sector has been one of the top areas for HPC usage. And now in our forecast, we have a higher growth rate on the energy segment than anywhere else. And we're going to get to talking about the upcoming Rice Energy HPC and AI conference. But let's talk for a second about why so much growth in energy right now, because there's a lot going on. You've had, like any industry, you've got a lot of transition from HPC into AI with new workloads, but also new applications, because everyone in energy is looking at not only their traditional oil and gas types of applications with seismic and reservoir simulation, seismic analysis, but also the development of new types of energy research, whether it's solar or wind or nuclear or hydrogen. And what I tell people is, if you're looking for research into alternate energy sources, you find more of it at oil companies than anywhere else. So let's dive into some of this. What are you seeing in the energy segment in terms of, let's start with the adoption of AI and how that's changing things?
So AI is becoming pervasive across our industry, and it's becoming, you know, one of the key skills for computational science teams. People are trying to understand if there's ways of augmenting the limited staff that we have. People are looking if there's ways of improving the way we do science. Clearly, there's people that are trying ideas to advance our computing capabilities, make some applications run faster by incorporating AI. But for the most part, we're still growing our traditional physics-based efforts to understand the subsurface as fast as we can accomplish that. There's some pretty exciting news in our industry at the moment. Within the last year or so, competitors of ours have put in huge systems. So you can understand that, you know, there's still a recognition of the value of high-performance computing. There's people doing exciting work, and there's breakthroughs in oil and gas discoveries that are being enabled because of our capabilities.
I mean, you make such an excellent point. Wherever we see the adoption of AI in these large enterprises, it typically is associated in areas that are also doing high performance computing and science. And with the recent push that we've seen for AI for science, what we have found is that there's this dawning realization that doing AI for science isn't just about doing AI. You also have to do the science part. And what you're talking about there is there's an awful lot of physics involved. This is not as easy as just saying, hey, AI, go tell me how to drill for oil, right? You still have to do the physics, and that's where most of this math is solving it. And furthermore, in the oil and gas industry, you have kind of an Easter egg hunt problem where the easiest Easter eggs have got picked up first, and then the challenge only gets harder year after year.
And it's interesting, much of the mathematics behind our seismic imaging and reservoir simulation have been known for 50 to 100 years. It's only through the delivery of computing capabilities and people being willing to write software that adds complexity, adds capabilities to our toolkits, do we advance our basic science? I mean, it's interesting. If you go back to the very first days of the seismic techniques being used in oil and gas, we were recording on film, but the people who were taking those analog traces and turning them into something useful had a job title as computer. These people were recognizing that computational science was going to become critical to our business, was going to continue to grow even from the earliest days.
Well, and a big thing that we've seen your industry doing is getting together to talk about what the best of breed use cases are for high performance computing in the energy segment. As an analyst, some of my favorite events, I mean, things like SC and ISE and SC Asia, these are great to talk about where the market is in high performance computing and supercomputing in AI or whatever the latest trends are. But sometimes I feel like I learn more about the actual applications when I go to a vertical specific event. If I want to talk to end users about how these things are actually being used, that's going to be an event like the Rice Energy HPC Workshop, which is an annual event in either late February or early March. It's coming up now, February 24th to 26th at Rice University. And people can find more information about it at www.energyhpc.rice.edu. Why don't you talk a little bit about how this conference got started and what people can expect there?
So our industry has a unique structure where companies will partner on different discoveries and developments and work together to develop oil and gas resources, but we also have areas where we're keen competitors. And we understand that rising the capabilities of the whole industry, helping us explain our requirements and needs to the computing companies is really valuable. So almost 20 years ago, a group of five good friends got together, decided to start a workshop, and it's grown from, you know, just about 100 people in the first workshop to now annual attendance of nearly 600 folks. It's been a great way of connecting the oil and gas practitioners from the geophysicists to the HPC specialists to the computing industry. And in the last 15 years, we've grown our connections with the U.S. Department of Energy labs, the academic labs like TAC, and with the professors that are helping develop future talent for our industry.
It's such an outstanding event, and Intersect 360 Research is proud to be a media sponsor of it. I went to my first Rice Energy HPC conference more than 10 years ago. Let's double click on that last thing you said for a second, which is talent development. Our HPC AI leadership organization, or HALO, flagged this as one of the top issues facing the HPC and AI industry. And this is something you're really helping develop new generations of talent at this conference or through the conference.
Well, thanks very much, Addison. One of the things that I'm really proud of is the sponsors have been generous enough to help us develop a fellowship program. And every year we have between 10 and 15 fellowships that are generated through companies in our industry, companies like HPE, Exxon, Shell, BP. There's a fellowship that honors Scott Morton, one of the founders that we lost a few years ago to cancer. We have poster sessions at the conference. Last year, we added a new session where we have lightning talks from graduate students. And this has been a really good way of introducing students in the engineering, math, computer science departments to our industry, help them understand the kind of opportunities they have, gain access to internships, and then work their way into our industry and become our future leaders. One of the interesting birds of feather sessions that we've had for about 4 years now is led by the Texas Women in HPC. And one of the panel participants this year is a colleague of mine from Total Energies, who back in graduate school, when she was working on her PhD at Rice, she was one of the fellowship winners.
It's absolutely fantastic watching this next generation of talent come in and get to spend time now with our future bosses. And what I like that you were just talking about is with the tutorials and the workshops and the birds of a feather sessions. This is another thing we get out of a really good conference is a balance of content where you've got the plenary sessions and you're talking at a high level about the trends and what some of the new use cases are. But then you're also really getting into some of the nitty gritty technical details. And it's you've got users talking to users or researchers talking to researchers. And there really is a good state of the market and what the best of breed technologies and techniques are. And I expect to see more from this year's event.
One thing that has grown in the last about 4 years is the workshops that follow the conference. This year, I believe we'll have 6 workshops, and they are as broad as software development toolkit training, a user group that gets together to talk about a domain-specific language that is really taking off in the oil and gas industry. It's from a small company that started at Imperial College called DeVito Codes to a workshop on systems administration best practices that has been led for years by Tommy Minyard and leaders in the HPC systems groups out of oil and gas companies.
Now, we've talked a lot about oil and gas. The conference used to be called the Rice Oil and Gas HPC Conference. It's now rebranded as the last couple of years as the Rice Energy HPC and AI Conference. I mentioned earlier toward the start of this interview the development of alternate energy sources outside of oil and gas and some of the research there. I've been really impressed at the last couple of Rice events that I've attended. How many presentations I see about things like carbon capture, utilization, and storage, or wind farms, or hydrogen. Is that focus still ongoing?
Yes, absolutely. While the computational requirements for seismic imaging and reservoir simulation keep growing, it's leading us to continue to grow the total HPC capability. And when we do, that creates space for us to continue with supporting areas like computational fluid dynamics and wind farm optimization, solar field optimization. Total Energies has a collaboration with the National Lab, now called National Lab of the Rockies, to look at the ExoWind program and how do we industrialize those tools and make them available. It's key for us to understand how to create the profitable businesses that let us grow renewables. And computational science is going to be key for us.
All right, that website again for people is www.energyhpc.rice.edu. How should people get involved, Keith? You want more people coming or do you have enough?
So that's an interesting question because we have a scale of the facilities. We absolutely want to encourage new attendees, but we also love that the scale is such and the structure of the conference is such that there's opportunities for people to get together over lunch and through the breaks and the reception at the end of the day to catch up with friends, meet people, find that right balance. So we're never going to block new people from coming in, but we love the scale that we're at.
It's such an impressive, an important point, I should say, Keith, that, you know, at these conferences, we're talking about all the content, we're talking about the technical content, we're talking about the vendors and the users, but all of these, fundamentally, these are community events, and you're absolutely right. Getting time to catch up with people in the industry, both people that you've known for a long time and the new people coming in. This is what makes our community work, right? Is that we're in a sense all in this together, and I really look forward to this event at Rice University. I can picture the layout. I've been there several times, and it's one that I look forward to going to again and again. So thank you very much for joining me for this podcast.
Well, Addison, we really appreciate your support. You've attended, you've helped moderate panel discussions, you've written articles that highlight what we're trying to accomplish and help us get the word out. Even if people can't attend, look for the YouTube page for the Rice University Ken Kennedy Institute, where we publish the videos of the talks. So there's ways of even getting involved after the event. So thanks for all your help, Addison.
I've been speaking with Keith Gray, VP of Computational Science and Engineering at Total Energies, about the upcoming Rice Energy HPC Conference at Rice University in Houston, Texas, February 24th to 26th, 2026. Keith, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Addison.